This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
And in the end, there will be wars and rumors of wars. Welcome, everybody. Glad you guys are here. I want to talk about the wars. The wars that are coming, the wars that are waging. And I mean, there's lots of them, right? There's an internal struggle inside of America. You're witnessing it. You're part of it. It's been going on for decades, and it has escalated to the point where you now recognize you're in the fight. I don't have to tell you that. Wars and rumors of wars. That's what the Bible, this is biblical. Yeah, the Bible even says, you know, hey, this we aren't going to be able to avoid these. I can tell you, I wake up every day going, looking at the left and asking myself, why do you guys want to fight all the time? It used to be, there was a time when you go, why do you want to fight? Just get away, get away. Now it's like, you want to fight? Okay, let's do this. Jimmy Carter, he picked the fight. He says Jesus would be for gay marriage and certain abortions. Did you see this clip? He's being interviewed by Mark Lamont Hill, a race-baiting leftist, who probably sat through that interview not even realizing how big of a racist Jimmy Carter was. Because Jimmy's made a, you know, he's made a conversion. He's now building houses for black people. But he said Jesus would be for gay marriage and for certain abortions. What an abomination. He calls himself a Christian. Now look, Jesus may say, you know, I love you, brother or sister who's gay, but I don't condone your lifestyle. Now I realize that's a touchy subject for a lot of people because they're like, God is too big to worry about that. God sets the idea of morality. It's been done by the Bible, and that's it. It would be like saying, okay, I forgive you can forgive the liar, but you don't have to like the lie. And this idea that he'd be for certain abortions. Look, I get it. The man's inhumanity to man. So some rapist rapes a woman and she ends up having a baby. I get that nobody involved wants to raise that child. Nobody. You can understand it at the human level, but we have to at least recognize that it is a child, and that child had nothing to do with it. Nothing. I'm not trying to moralize. I'm not telling a woman, look, you do it one way or the other. I'm just saying, understand what you're doing. I can understand somebody saying, I'm not going to raise the child of the person who raped me. I get it. But I just want you to understand, regardless, that it is a child. Can we at least have that as an argument? But what Jimmy Carter says, and by the way, before I even say the next thing I was going to say, how many people are, I mean, I don't know how many, but there are people who are products of that exact circumstance that would be dead if their mothers or, you know, it said, I don't want this. Or if, let's say, a mother and a couple were together, the woman gets raped and has a baby, the man probably would like to have some say as to, do I really want to raise the child of a rapist? I get it at the human level. You understand? You do too. But ask the product of one of those events, and they'll say, I'm so glad my mom or dad didn't do that, you know, didn't want that, that they were okay with it. They overcame whatever it was. You don't understand why those challenges are put into your life. And let me tell you something. I feel for any family that's gone through something like that. But it's still a child. Wars and rumors of wars. ISIS, main stronghold in Afghanistan, was captured by U.S. forces. We killed over 170 ISIS terrorist fighters. The prolonged assault resulted in zero U.S. casualties. This according to military officials, and you probably didn't hear a word about it. Wars and rumors of wars. I want to talk about NATO this hour. I want to give you the trade war update. But I want to begin by talking about the people that are too stupid to know that they're stupid. And of course, you know, that's mainly leftist, Democrat, progressives, whatever they call themselves, liberals. I like seeing these people think they can get away with their abject stupidity. It's like they don't think you know enough to know that they're lying or that they have no basis of fact in anything that they say. They feed you nonsense as facts, hoping you won't call their bluff. You know somebody like this. Don't sit out there going, Kevin Jackson, what are you talking about? By the way, this is the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. You've met these people, these fakes, these frauds, these people that, well, you know, statistically speaking, and then they spit out nonsense, talking points of leftism. They don't bother to do 1 ounce of research because they don't care, nor do they have the ability to critically think. It's been removed. It's like a dope fiend that can't produce endorphins anymore, and they got to find a high any way they can, and there's no way to get that high again because they burned out their synapses. That's what you're dealing with when you're dealing with leftists. I suppose if you do it enough, if you bluff enough, if you make enough people believe that you know what you're talking about, you convince yourself that you're smart, perhaps even brilliant. And that's the way I see this so-called intellectuals, this intelligentsia, on both sides of the aisle. The Never Trump crowd, the Democrats who believe that Barack Obama was smart, Donald Trump was dumb. A guy, Barack Obama, who couldn't have two nickels to rub together in 2004, who made his money in politics, and an accomplished self-made billionaire, and they want you to believe that the billionaire is stupid, and the guy who can't rub two nickels together is smart. Why? Because, hey, he looks smart. I call it the Jonah Goldberg, the Bill Kristol crowd, the Hillary Clinton crowd, you know that. You've seen them. It doesn't matter whether they have a D or an R after their name. That's what they're about. Such is the world of leftism, at least in politics. A bunch of dummies that think they know everything. They don't know jack. When George Clooney believes he should tell America how to think, you get my drift? Because let me tell you something. Nobody in Hollywood, and I'm just using them as an example, should open their mouths about politics. People who play make-believe all day, then live in the very same world, are not good ambassadors for those of us who live in the real world. Let me just tell you something. Democrats, you are indeed delusional. You are incapable of thinking beyond a talking point. And I can give you an example. The mindless college students who were asked about President Trump's SCOTUS pick before the pick even happened, and we talked about it the other day. These are people that just, well, it's a bad pick. He's terrible. And they didn't even know who it was. It didn't matter because they were just fed what they were supposed to say. Not a single one of them had the nerve to say, I wasn't aware he hadn't made his choice yet. That he had made his choice, rather. That's all it would have taken to speak eloquently on the subject, but these people lied like three-year-olds. Democrat, leftist, that should make you understand who you are.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I watched this movie. I was going to get on a plane. Anytime I'm going to fly more than 3 hours, I go, I'm going to download some stuff. And so I watched this movie, download this movie called War Machine. It's got Brad Pitt in it. And I didn't know that. I just, you know, I read the trailer for it. Talked about America's war in Afghanistan, and I thought, okay, I'll check it out. And it was interesting. I wouldn't recommend the movie at all. It's leftist drivel. But in a strange way, it essentially beats up Barack Obama. And rightfully so. And I'll read you a little clip of what the guy wrote about the movie, and I'll give you my take. But he says, American movies are traditionally of two minds about our military might, celebrating it in John Wayne epics and mocking it in everything from MASH to Dr. Strangelove. But War Machine has decided, with exceptional results, that it wants it both ways. It wasn't exceptional results. The movie is not worth watching. But I gleaned out something from it that I want to share with you. Anyway, it goes on, starring Brad Pitt and written and directed by the gifted David Michaud. War Machine is, on the one hand, an assured, nervy black satire on America's involvement in Afghanistan, and on one particular soldier, commander of the U.S. forces and four-star General Glenn McMahon, a.k.a. Big Glenn or Glennimal. Now, from what I've gleaned out of this, he's McChrystal, General McChrystal. Okay? And because I was trying to figure out who the heck is General McMahon? And so it's a play on what was really happening during the Obama administration. So let me give you some ideas. You know, right now we can't fire, at least under Obama, we couldn't fire. When engaged, we had fake bullets. Our soldiers were given fake bullets or had no bullets. So they're standing guard on the line in many places in these forward territories, forward environments, and they go, well, we don't have any bullets. And if you fired, you better have a good reason, boy, or else you were in big trouble. So it was a war that we were never meant to win. And that's what these guys are saying. It becomes a love initiative. Like this guy McMahon, who's played by Brad Pitt, would say, you know, okay, so we've got 8 insurgents, and you killed 2. How many are left? And they go, nobody wants to answer. And he goes, well, all right, you do the math. I mean, you have 8. And he goes, but that's not really the case. You have 8 insurgents. You kill 2. You have 20. 8 minus 2 equals 20. Now, I remember that scene vividly, except it was, I think he did 3. But it doesn't matter. The number doesn't matter. His point is, if you kill an insurgent, then they're going to go out and get their friends. They're going to come back and they're going to double their forces. And so you haven't really killed anybody. So we shouldn't kill them. And this one black dude is going, he's like, you know, so, man, what y'all want us to do? And you got to see the scene. I mean, I don't want you to even watch the film because it's not worth it. But the scene is essentially McChrystal or McMahon, playing, who's really McChrystal, saying to these guys, don't engage them. They called it, you'll get a medal. Get this. You'll get a medal for not shooting, for showing restraint. They called it combat restraint medal. Now, I don't know if that really exists because, you know, I didn't look it up. But I would not be surprised if Barack Obama gave the military a medal for not doing what the military does. And I find it incredible that now with some of this mocking, and they had a scene where McMahon has to meet Obama. He's coming in on a plane and they're going to have a conversation about how things are going in Afghanistan. And all Obama does is go, you know, General, we ran out of time. I got to get this bird up in the air. So we'll have to catch up another time. And that was it. And the orchestration of the general changing his schedule in order to go meet Obama for a quick, what turned out to be nothing more than a photo op, was unbelievable. And so here's where I come back to. I think the guy was in one way mocking Barack Obama to say he took Afghanistan so seriously that the general he put in charge of it, he could not even spend 5 minutes with the guy. After telling the general, change all your schedule, come meet with me, he does a quick on-the-tarmac photo op where Barack Obama met with, you know, shook everybody's hand, came up to the general, said, General, so sorry. I've got to get this bird up in there. We'll talk again soon. And then the next time they talked, he was fired. Now, again, I don't know how closely this mirrors the real thing. But essentially what they said, one of the interviews in Rolling Stone was, so you're in charge of all of the, you know, all of the military in Afghanistan. Yeah. How many times have you talked to the president? And the general goes, he says, you've only talked to the president like one time. And he goes, yeah. And he's going, how could you possibly be waging a war effort and you've only talked to the commander in chief one time? And he's like, I don't know. You know, he's busy. Now, they didn't make the Brad Pitt guy to be the buffoon there. They really were saying, Barack Obama doesn't take this seriously. How are you going to take it seriously? How are you going to do your job? Oh, and one of the other things that they did, and you guys may be saying, Kevin, why are you talking about War Machine? I'm talking about War Machine because I'm telling you how this previous administration, perceived or otherwise, handled this so-called war. And what may, I hope, is to be the difference with Trump. But they set it up where they said they fired one general, and then they showed General McMahon taking over, and it was General Whelan who was replaced. And essentially, and just as a deal breaker, I'm going to go ahead and tell you, I'm going to steal the scene from it. The very end, they fire McMahon and replace him with Bob. And the guy, I think he intentionally just said, with Bob. They didn't tell you the general's name, and you see Russell Crowe in fatigues marching down the airport the same way that other general started the show when they replaced General Whelan. And what they were saying is, it's a cycle of guys who are very competent who are not being allowed to do their jobs because of an incompetent Barack Obama, and it's going to be the same result. And that's what I got out of it. And that's why I wanted to share with you, because I'm out of my wheelhouse when we start asking ourselves, why are we doing this over there or whatever? But I'll tell you this, I trust generals to go make it happen and get it done more than I trust a commander-in-chief like Barack Obama. And I watched that show with, honestly, I didn't even know what to expect. But I watched that and went, now I'm beginning to get it. And if you do watch it for that reason and that reason only, because I'm telling you, other than trying to make the military out to be a bunch of drunks that travel around the country looking for war, I think it really shed some light on what's going on, what happened in the Obama administration.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Mother's Milk, a miracle elixir. God Said, Man Said.com. Hauntings, dead spirits, and ghosts. Noah's Ark, fact or fiction. God Said, Man Said.com. Sex superbug. Kiss panic attacks goodbye. Unlock your Holy Ghost pharmacy. God Said, Man Said.com. Why chromosome Adam and mtDNA Eve. 21 signs of doomsday and the chip. Hours of text and streaming audio. God Said, Man Said.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump said in a tweet on Monday that he hopes Saudi Arabia and OPEC don't cut oil production hours after the Saudi energy minister indicated that the country would reduce its output next month. In that same tweet, the president also said that oil prices should be much lower based on supply. Fires in Northern and Southern California are expected to continue at least through Wednesday, with the winds staying as gusty as they are and sometimes reaching near hurricane-force winds. So far, 31 people have died. This woman lost her home in Paradise, California.
It's extremely heartbreaking, I think, for everybody, especially if people suffering from not knowing, and that's probably the hardest place to be in.
Veterans Day was Sunday, but it is being observed by the federal government today, so that means no mail, banks will be closed, and all the federal offices and buildings will be closed as well. Stan Lee, comic book mastermind behind the Incredible Hulk and Superman, died today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous LaCrosse down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO18 at checkout. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So, Rear Admiral John Kirby, who became a State Department spokesperson for Barack Obama, was on, reportedly on by The Hill, said that he was mad at Donald Trump for employing, quote, a mostly military approach to combating extremism and radicalism, rather than getting at the root causes. Now, I said earlier in the broadcast, we haven't had a terror attack in a year. There hasn't been one on Donald Trump's watch so far, and let's pray that it doesn't happen. And it's because of Donald Trump's approach, saying, if you come here, we are going to find you, we're going to get you, we're going to try to keep most of you away, but once we've done that, once we've closed off the spigot, then we're going to go after you. That's the main reason why you don't have these guys attacking. That and the fact that there are millions of Americans with guns and prepared to go to battle. So that's the reason why terrorists have said, you know what, we better focus on overseas. And as I've proven time and time again, broadcast after broadcast, we are showing that the terrorists are upping the ante. More terror attacks happen daily that you don't even hear about. We showed one, a guy in a truck. I think it looks like he's in France or Belgium, and he's in a white truck. He runs over what looks like a group of black kids because they all had big Jackson 5 afros from the 70s, okay? And he just keeps on driving. And from what I'm told, it turns out it was a radical Muslim. And when I tell you he left the road in order to go on the sidewalk to hit what looks like about 6 or 7 kids walking and keeps on driving. And luckily, just from the video, it doesn't look like they got hurt, but they got rammed because a few of them get right up. And one guy got seriously lucky that the truck didn't keep straight and veered off back to the left, or he would have been crushed. But that's what we're dealing with. Every single day, radical terrorism, and Kirby says, you cannot, this is his quote, you cannot kill your way out of a terrorism problem. And I said, that's the equivalent of saying you cannot shoot your way out of a gunfight. Yeah, you can. You can kill your way out of a terrorism problem, and the Crusades prove it. See, when the Muslim horde was running around terrorizing everybody, the Christians said, enough is enough. And you know what we did? We went and started kicking Muslim butt. And that's what happened. And they finally went away and said, you know what? These Catholics, they don't play. But he says, here's what he goes on to say. He says, we can hit these guys as often as we want and as aggressively as we want, but we're never going to kill the problem of terrorism. He may be right about that, but we can certainly make it dormant. But he goes on to say this. He said, the president of his team primarily speak of terrorism in very aggressive military terms. But when you listen to President Trump and his surrogates talk about terrorism and the threat, and the very real threat it poses, you hear that talk almost in pure militaristic terms, in very aggressive militaristic terms. And I don't see a comprehensive, cohesive, you know, multifaceted strategy in the works right now. He said that the White House is only talking minimally about how to get to the root causes, and here we go, of what causes people to radicalize. And here's his actual quote. There's very little discussion about getting at the root causes of extremism and terrorism, working on issues of, here it comes, poverty and human rights and corruption overseas. And that's a real problem here, because this is a generational conflict. So he's blaming poverty and the root causes of extremism and terrorism on poverty, human rights, and corruption, none of which we have anything to do with. Now, there are people that go, well, sure we do, Kevin. We go over there and we colonialize and we tell these people what to do. Yeah. Who did that? Who did it? Was it, was it Bill Clinton? Because he was president for 8 years. Was it Barack Obama? He supposedly should have ended it. He's a Muslim. For goodness sake, he has their name. He's ushering in radical Islam. What more could we have possibly done? We give them money. We've been giving every one of these countries that hate us money decade after decade, and it's done nothing. He says, we've been at this now for 16 years, very aggressively on the ground. We're going to be at it for a much longer time. And Alan West, friend of mine, he responded. And he says, Johnny boy, we have not been at this 16 years aggressively. We took an 8-year hiatus for strategic patience and to lead from behind. Known down south as following, during the Obama administration, where you were a mouthpiece. Thanks to the non-confrontational methods of the Obama administration, we had the Islamic State. You remember, John, the JV team? I guess sending billions of dollars to Iran just solved their issues, and they feel lots better about themselves, and they have abandoned the whole death to America thing. He says, I got to ask you, what kind of a rear admiral is John Kirby? I mean, seriously, folks, look, John Paul Jones didn't stop at Lake Champlain and say to the British, toodles, mate, can we discuss whether you had a bad relationship with your dad before I surrender? Nah, he replied when asked to surrender, I have not yet begun to fight. See, what these guys forget is history. They forget that America was built on the idea that we will not lose and we will not surrender. Admiral Farragut, when barreling down Mobile Bay, didn't say, men, watch your speed. We need not create a wake and upset our Confederate adversaries. He ordered, damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead. Admiral Halsey's nickname was Bull, not Heifer. Admiral Nimitz, Admiral Spruance. Do I need to give any other quotes? The root causes of extremism and terrorism are issues related to poverty and you not feeling good about who you are. Whatever. Look, I don't care what the things were that he's talking about with respect to terrorism. Terrorism is being bred, and we are not stamping it out with force. Osama bin Laden was not some economic victim. He was worth over $200 million. Countries like Saudi Arabia and Qatar, who have been major providers for Islamic jihadism and terror, are they poor countries? These are countries where they give free education, free college, the Emirates or whatever. They pay for all that stuff for their citizens. Their citizens aren't starving. Supposedly, they've got their fathers and all that. They're Muslims, aren't they? I thought the Islam solved all the problems. The Prophet Muhammad told them all how to be the best possible people. These are not poor nations. He talks about military terms. He's right. You can do more than military. You can do financial. And trust me, Donald Trump is not just looking for military solutions. I told you guys, he's looking at our economy. He's now mapping it with China. He's saying, okay, there's two partners in this war on terror. China's already said they banned the names of Muhammad and all these other Muslim names. They say you can't get assistance in our country if you have those kind of names. So, first of all, you're going to drop that stuff. you will take on Chinese or, you know, or probably Western names, and we'll deal with you. So they've already been very forceful. They've cracked down on, if you say something bad, if you're an imam preaching hate in China, you might get executed. You're certainly getting deported. So Trump's looking at our economy and saying, hey, guys, you're not going to get away with this because we will work with the Saudis to make sure we plug up the money supply. He just did a $350 billion deal with the Saudis for them to protect themselves from radical Islam, radical terrorism, Muslims. By the way, the first mass Muslim attack was in Saudi Arabia at the Grand Mosque. These people know a little bit about terror. That was in the 70s. So, Alan West goes on to say, I submit to you this is why we must never allow progressive socialists in control of our military, defense, and foreign policy. These absurdities about talking too mean and needing to address social issues with our enemy is a bunch of bovine excrement. You cannot kill your way out of a terrorism problem? You might want to look at history. Good old King George, you know, when we were talking about being independent, you know what he did? He sent troops. Perhaps we should have spoken to King George about whether his mom breastfed him for too long or addressed the poverty issue. No, we fought. We killed redcoats and we earned our independence. I suppose all the talking that Neville Chamberlain did with Hitler worked out well, right? No, we killed our way into defeating Nazism, into defeating Mussolini's fascism, into defeating Hirohito's imperialism. That's how you deal with terror, is you confront it head on, face to face. If somebody's terrorizing your kids, what are you going to do? You going to have lunch? You going to invite them to dinner? I don't know about you. I'm going to kick the crap out of them. Folks, when you evaluate leftism, I want you to understand this is a rear admiral in the Obama administration who says we can't defeat terrorism by defeating it, by fighting it. We have to go look at the economic aspects. What nonsense.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com. I am a proud supporter of the military. And I went to military school, Marine Military Academy, have friends in the service, all branches, have worked with all the branches of the service, particularly the Special Forces and Navy SEALs, MARCOM, these guys, a lot of these guys, JSOC, some others, and in different capacities, mostly in hand-to-hand combat. You know, teaching hand-to-hand combat. And many of these, and the way I got started with this is I'd have like a couple of the SEALs came out, would get out of training, I mean, retire, if you will, and then they would come, they, for whatever reason, they wanted to fight, you know, wanted to do mixed martial arts or whatever. So I started training a couple, got involved in it. This is years ago, and just kind of got into that community. And keep in mind, had SEAL friends and people long before that, mostly Green Berets, believe it or not. And again, these are friends. A lot of these are just guys I went to school with that went into the service. I didn't. But we kept in touch, so I'd see him and, you know, end up hanging out with him, go out and visit him. Levi's one in particular. Go out and visit him at their homes or where they're at the base, and end up just meeting other guys and getting into that whole thing. So that's how it all kind of came to be years ago. And, but, you know, my upbringing, being raised in the country on a big cattle ranch and having gone to military school, I know what hard work is, and I know that what you do means something in both of those environments. In the country, if you don't do your chore, something dramatic is going to happen throughout the day. You got to milk the cows, you got to feed them, you got to, you know, clean stalls, you got to do all that stuff. That's what you do. That's what you grow up doing. You got to make sure there's going to be hay there, and or you're baling it and then putting it away. And, you know, you got to make sure the horses are shoed and so on and so forth. So that's just the way it is. And in the military, if you don't do your part, somewhere down the line, something dramatic happens. It's accountability. And I think that's what taught it, to me anyway, was if you don't do your part, it will be found out. And it won't be you can blame somebody else. You're going to be blamed. They're going to find out it was you because of the chain of command. And you are the one who's going to have to pay. Anyway, the truth gets out, though, about the people nowadays who are anti-military, which is the left. And it's lucky for us that the very platforms that these guys give us access to, social media, comes back to bite them. Now, let me explain conservatism. I've explained it before, but there are newbies that listen all the time. We picked up a couple of new stations, and I'm glad. Thank you guys for the PDs for bringing us on. But for the newbies, I'm going to tell you this. Conservatives are ideologues for truth, as opposed to leftists, who are ideologues for their cause. They don't care about truth. They care about the narrative. The left are minions who do or say what elitists have trained them to do or say, which is why they lie, cheat, and often get themselves in trouble in one form or another. And these morons actually start to believe their lies, because that's what a moron is. A moron is somebody who can't comprehend, who doesn't understand. So somebody says, this is the way it is. Hey, if you step on a crack, you'll break your mother's back. And, you know, that moron won't try to step on a crack. I know, because I was one of them. I remember hearing that, and I would walk on the sidewalk like an idiot, making sure I didn't step on a crack, because my dead mother might get her back broken. Now, see, that's moronic behavior, born of a silly notion, a superstition that has no basis in reality. See, that's a moron. And I can admit that I was one. You know, sometimes from time to time I can put on the moron hat, as we all can. But generally speaking, when it comes to politics and the things that have to do with other people and impacting them, I am far from it. In fact, I am a genius, because I go back to what I said a second ago. Conservatives are ideologues for the truth. Anyway, one moron is a high school teacher. His name is Gregory Salcido, Democrat councilman in the town of Pico Rivera. And he told his Pico Rivera high school students that U.S. Marines are a bunch of dumb craps, I'll clean it up, and the lowest of the low. Now, he was talking about the military in general, but what triggered him was a girl wearing a U.S. Marine shirt, what do they call it, sweat top. Marines, one of America's premier fighting force, people who took down the Muslims at Tripoli. From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of, you know the song. So the sight of this sweater, this whatever you call it, worn by a student, triggers Salcido into a shocking rant. And one of the mothers of a student at the school, her name is Kimberly Flauto, she posted videos of the rant and said, "Help make this viral." And you know what we did? Help make this viral. Why does this guy, and I don't get this, I do not understand the left when it comes to the military. Look, it's one of these things where I'm not some military ideologue that says, oh, no, the military never does anything wrong. No. There are bad people in the military. Generally leftist. leftists will enter into a sacred institution of conservatism and they will ruin it. That's what they've done. Education is a sacred institution of conservatism. And you know what it is now? It is a putrid, disgusting remnant of what it once was. It doesn't teach. It indoctrinates. Education is not about teaching your kids something and finding the genius inside of them. No. No longer. It is strictly, how do we sell our stupid narrative? And, for example, the anti-war narrative. Where do you think that's sold? Anti-military narrative. I don't know about you guys. I'm anti-war. I wouldn't want to see any of my kids go to war. I don't think you would want to see your kids go to war or grandkids. But if they have to, you want to know that the nation, when the nation calls upon them, they're ready to go because they understand what it means. Let me ask you this question this way. Do you believe any of these putzes that Salcedo and many of these other leftist teachers, do you think their kids are going to go to war to fight for them, this millennial generation? You got to be out of your mind if you believe that. But more so, do you want them protecting you? Wow. So I suspected that this guy probably lost his wife or girlfriend to a man in uniform. Because why would you say this? Look, I don't know what caused this idiot to say such vile things about the military. But the fact that he's a Democrat explains a lot. Remember the congressional black circus clown, Frederica Wilson, supposedly stood up for the wife of a veteran who had been snubbed by President Trump. This is a gold star wife. The president calls this young black woman, and Frederica Wilson says that Donald Trump snubbed her, didn't know who her husband was, and all this other stuff. Let me tell you something. That had to be the biggest lie, one of the biggest lies told by the Democrats in the year 2017. Unbelievable. Donald Trump has a dossier of information about every phone call he makes, and the fact that he made that call should have been thrilling to that young black woman. Unbelievable. But Frederica Wilson was ready to use that slain serviceman in order to get political points and then trick this young black woman into doing something that no person should do when they get a phone call from the president saying, I want to tell you, I'm really sorry for your loss. I'll tell you this. I wouldn't go to the Oval Office to see Barack Obama with his slimy behind. But if he called because somebody in my family died and he genuinely cared and he cared enough to get on the phone call to say, Kevin, I'm sorry, your brother died in combat or whatever, I'd take that phone call. Anyway, Wilson, as it turns out, voted against every measure that would ensure that the family of soldiers slain in Afghanistan would receive full death and burial benefits. And she did that in 2013. But she'll tell you she's pro-military. And I remember Al Gore in 2000 when he didn't want to let the ballots, the absentee ballots of the voters, I forget where they were, but they were in theater. He didn't want their votes to count because it could have skewed him being president. So he didn't want their votes to count. You want to know why? Because the military votes overwhelmingly Republican. That's why the left hate them. Slimy people. Remember that name, Salcedo.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.